It's agreeable for us to live that way. Instead of God our Savior, we should live godly, honestly. There's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Jesus Christ. And it's interesting, as Paul put out in another epistle, but a mediator is not of one, but God is one. And Jesus dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. If it's all there, why has he got to mediate? Yeah? It's kind of, God is bigger than man can put into a 10 or 15 word explanation. You know, or something simple, like when they say, one God, three persons, or they'll say, one God, three offices, as some like to say. Or whatever they like to, you know, God is like a light bulb, you got different wattages, or God is like water, solid, liquid, and gas. And all those analogies fall apart. It's like, what, you're gonna, God is water? The nature of God is, his nature is just like the nature of water. Are you kidding me? He fills heaven and earth, and they cannot contain him. The idea of putting God into, you understand, it's like, I know mathematically, if you had an object which existed in four dimensions of space, like a basketball, a three-dimensional object, and you put it in four-dimensional space, you could turn the basketball inside out without breaking the surface of the basketball. Now, mathematically, mathematicians understand that that's true. How to visualize that in my mind is impossible, because as soon as I try to visualize it, I imagine a three-dimensional world, because that's all I know. God, as far as I know, has no limit to his dimensionality. Meaning, he could have all as many dimensions as he desired. What I mean is, I can't describe God in three-dimensional terms. Meaning, we have a limited perspective from which we can look at God. And from that perspective, God has given us everything we need to know to understand and have faith and to be saved. And so that there's really no mystery in it so much as that is concerned. There's all the truth. There's no mystery here. It says what it says. I accept the scriptures. But I also recognize the things that are to us contradictions. Because like you can't turn a basketball inside out without breaking the surface. Right? And how can God be a mediator between himself and himself when a mediator is of one? And the definition of a mediator is just someone who's going between. How can you have a between when there's no between? But there is a between. But then on the other hand, you know, I have an article on my website on Jesus Christ and the nature of God. And it kind of looks into all these scriptures that describe God. And how much more he is than we are. And that's the way I would put it, is that God is higher and above us. He's not contained in a little blurb that we could write. Like my paper, it's like 8 pages long. No way you could describe God in 8 pages of typewritten text. Impossible. Impossible. You could fill the universe with papers upon which you had written in the smallest type font, attempting to accurately and adequately describe God and his nature and in everything of God, you know, and you could not do it. You having all that space in which to explain in human terms God. It's a fool's errand. That's what I'm here to tell you. You cannot make God small enough to fit him into your explanation. And to do so, you diminish God and make him like unto you. That's what people want anyways, make God like them. Small, explainable. God is explainable, but an explanation that satisfies man. Meaning man is filled up with the explanation. And they don't want anything that goes beyond what fills them up. That's the problem. It's not that God comes short of that. It's, he goes over and above. He's beyond, you know, the explanation, you get to a certain point, and then it's like it goes more, and you're like, well, wait, I can't fit that all into my basketball. I keep breaking the surface of the basketball trying to turn it inside out. So you can't turn God inside out in human terms without somehow breaking the surface. And what I mean is, if you, whenever you try to nail him down, and you're, it's just, you can't work it. Because we don't have the perspective on which to properly look at God and to understand him in all his fullness. You know, but we have Christ. We can look to him, because him we can understand. See, that's what he was given for us. He is the name under heaven by, whereby we must be saved. And it is to Christ that we look, and we focus on him. And knowing that the fullness of the Godhead is in him. And he's in us. He gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. You know, there's a sense in which God is, he's a ransom for all, but how has that been testified? Well, there's a time in which that will be in due time testified. Because all men have not heard the gospel, and all men have not received the gospel, and all men are not going to be saved. Or all men will be saved. All men, whether they be Jews, Gentiles, bond, free, barbarian, Scythian, or Scythian, kings, peasants, he's going to have all types. All men. Men, women, all. And that's how that word is used in the New Testament. I remember one time I took someone through examples of all the ways in which all was used, of all men and so on and so forth, and how, like the Pharisees say, if we don't stop him, all men are going to believe on him. Well, they mean themselves too. No, I mean everyone, most people. You know, there's figures of speech. If you fail to understand the figures, if you're going to just snuff at it, see, the problem is, if you don't understand this is a figure of speech, you overthrow so much of the teachings of the Bible that teach us concerning the predestination, and it overthrows God. And these things are even put in here as stumbling blocks to people. Really. I don't want to be as they who say, okay, the scripture doesn't say what it seems to say, it says something opposite, okay? I'm not saying that, though to some it may seem that way. But I want to labor the explanation a little bit so that you can understand. There are